All right, it is 20 minutes now before 10 o'clock. After 8 years in prison, former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is waking up in his own bed today after his sentence was commuted yesterday by President Trump. Joining us right now from Chicago, ABC News correspondent Ryan Burrow. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, and this is like deja vu for us reporters who covered Blagojevich when he first went to prison. You've got another bitterly cold morning. All of us lined up outside with a bank of microphones and television cameras waiting for him to emerge from his home. This has a little bit different of a feel, though. You can tell that there's a sign that says, "Thank you very much, Mr. President Trump." There's also a red heart balloon and some flowers. Obviously, a celebratory moment for this family compared to what we saw last time around. What we're expecting is the governor to come out at 11 o'clock Central Time and take questions. And I have a feeling, just knowing this man and covering him, it could potentially be a very long press conference. He's not one to shy away from the cameras, not one afraid to speak his mind. And he already, on his flight from Denver to Chicago, was talking to reporters. And it doesn't sound as though he's remorseful for anything he did.
No, in fact, he, echoing what President Trump said, basically says he didn't do anything wrong, should not have spent that much time, if any, in prison. This all happened very quickly, didn't it?
It did. There has not been a groundswell of support for Rod Blagojevich, not one that I've seen, at least. He's not a guy who was very well liked when he was in office. When he went away to prison, a lot of people said, "Good riddance, now we can finally start cleaning up some of the corruption in the politics in this state." He was the poster child for that. And, you know, a lot of people were taken back by the 14-year sentence, but others were saying, "Well, wait a minute, we need other politicians to know that this is not allowed. You can't be selling someone's vacant Senate seat. That's not how this works. That's not good policy." So he was essentially the poster child for political corruption. Sent to prison for 14 years, lost every appeal. I mean, he didn't get anywhere, really, in the court system. They even dropped some of his charges and they left his sentence. His only line of defense, his only opportunity to get out early was through the president. So his wife, their family attorney, has been lobbying this president very, very hard over the last several years to have this sentence either pardoned or commuted. And the president had toyed around with it. And, you know, one of the things that Rod Blagojevich had going for him was his family. He had two young daughters when he went to prison, and they're much older now, obviously. They're 8 years older. He missed a good chunk of their childhood. And a lot of people felt bad for Patty and the girls. And that's, you know, one of the things that was going in his favor. It's one thing that President Trump brought up, that it's not fair that he should have to suffer and the family should have to suffer for something that didn't actually happen. So, we had a feeling today was going to come at some point. We'll hear what he has to say in a few hours.
It is interesting that this president, who sees things very black and white when it comes to party affiliation and, rarely has good things to say about Democrats, Blagojevich is a Democrat, and he didn't seem to mind commuting his sentence, looking beyond party lines in this case.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We've been talking about this quite a bit. Obviously, President Obama had no interest in commuting Blagojevich's sentence, even though they had worked in the same circles together in Chicago. It was his vacant Senate seat that he tried to steal. So that was a no deal.
Right.
But, you know, they found an opportunity. And what we saw is Patty and the family attorney really working the Trump administration, coming to their aid, coming to their defense in Comey situation and other legal struggles that the president has been in, defending the president. Now, part of that probably was to try to get Rod out of prison. No doubt that was a big part of it. But it'll be interesting. And one of the questions that I'm hoping to get out of him, or one of the answers, is, you know, what does this mean for you, a registered Democrat? Now, are you going to be stumping for Donald Trump come this fall? Because he obviously, he gave you a lifeline. So, I scratch your back, well, you scratch mine, the old Chicago way.
Maybe. We'll see. Stranger things have happened. Great reporting, Ryan. Thanks for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
You got it. Take care.
Take care. Bye.